Just try to imagine this scene. Guests trying to get into rooms but can't because the housekeepers won't release the rooms. Management people running to the housekeepers and saying, "Why won't you release the rooms?" "Because the rooms aren't ready, that's why." "What do you mean they're not ready?" "You know the criteria we agreed upon. We all participated in this." "And these rooms don't meet those criteria? In what way? Look at that carpeting. Look at that drapery. Look how that toilet works. Look at that television. We've had these work orders in for days, and nothing's being done about them, and we're not going to release these rooms for sale until these jobs get done." It started to drive quality through that whole operation in almost unbelievable ways. This manager said, "You know what else? There is no supervision. None. None. N-O-N-E. Three entire levels of supervision were done away with. Why? The third domain got so large. The law of the unenforceable. Can you imagine in that kind of culture going in with the old sandwich technique of performance appraisal, saying a few nice words, slipping in the knife, twisting it a couple times, and a few nice words at the bottom? Who does the performance appraisal? They appraise themselves. Where do we get the concept that one person judges another? When trust is high, what is your experience? Are people easier or tougher on themselves? Always tougher. Why? Because they have so much more knowledge. Trust is high. They have problems. They need help. They see you as a source of help. Why? Because trust is high. Because you have a strong immune system. You have a powerful culture.